Okay. Can you please open with me in the book of the Gospel of St. Matthew? Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25. 25 chapter, verses 14 to 30. Verses 14 to 30. O Lord our God, open our eyes to the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that it might be that our eyes will be open and teachable to the truths of what you're about to reveal to us, so that, Lord, we will be watchful and diligent in carrying out the work that you have called us as a church, as an individual member of thy body, as strangers for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 25, commencing from verse 14 to 30. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And so he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talents in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance, but from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. Therefore, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May the reading of God's word will bring response to our hearts. Now, the Lord uses parables in making his teaching come alive to his disciples and to both unbelievers as well. So that the parables that we just read, the parable of talents, we are reminded of some lessons that we need to take with us. There are two parables in the chapter. The parable of the wise virgin, of the ten virgins, to me, they are interrelated. And so, I will not speak about them, but I will just in passing mention about this parable of the ten virgins. The parable of the ten virgins warns us to be vigilant, while that of the talents that we have just read stresses the need for diligence in carrying out the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice the ten virgins warns us to be vigilant because there are ten virgins. The five are wise, the five are foolish. And all the ten wait for the bridegroom to come. Now, while the bridegroom tarried, or while the ten virgins were waiting for him, the ten virgins got restless and they fall asleep along the way. And so, what happened? So they all got together and trimmed their lights. The foolish ones, they didn't carry extra oil with them, extra bezel. So that the other five carried five extra bezels, so that when they need to be changing of oil, they have something to carry on while they're waiting for their bridegroom. Of course, the five foolish ones asked those five ones who are wise to carry the extra oil. I said, no, we cannot give you. There might not be enough for all of us. So why don't you go out and buy this extra oil? While they are gone, the bridegroom came. And you know what happened? When the bridegroom came, this wise one were also ushered in to come. We're ushered in to come. But those foolish ones, when they came, they kept knocking on the door, "Lord, Lord, let us in." And the groom says, "Depart from me, I don't know you." What a terrible warning that should pose to all of us. Now, why is it related, this warning, to our parable of the talents? Well, this information from Bishop J.C. Ryles points out that the story of the virgins calls the church to watch. The story of the talents call on the church to work. And those come together on a daily basis as the church exists. That is supposed to be the council of God's people, particularly those the leaders of the church. So that as they watch and as they work, the members of the church will also be fully equipped. A talent, do you know how much is a talent? Have you visualized how much is a talent? Well, to my surprise, a talent represented a huge amount of money. I didn't realize it's a huge amount of money. It will take a laborer almost 20 years to earn just one talent. 20 years. One other employee I gathered said, it takes 6 years. 6 years And it doesn't add up to that. But I think this is more interesting. So that as we visualize what a talent is, a certain man was going away in our parable for tonight, verses 14 to 30. So a rich man was going away to a distant country before he went away. The man entrusted his servants with five with varying amounts according to his own ability. In verse 15, you can see that. And to one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, and to each according to his ability, and immediately went on his trip after distributing those talents. So as he gave five bags of silver to one, and two bags of silver to another, and one bag of silver to the last, and dividing it to their proportionate abilities. He then, after that, of course, he entrusted to their care so that those talents will bear fruit. Two of the servants, by careful and diligent trading or investing, doubled the sum entrusted to them. When their master returned and settled accounts with them, he commended the two who were faithful over a few things. Look at verse 19. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So that the one who was given five, he reported to his accounting about the money or the talents that were given to him. Lord, you gave me one, five talents, so I earned another five. So the Lord was so glad, and his master told him on verse 21, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And of course, the other one with two bags of silver reported to his master. He said, Lord, see, you deliver two bags of silver to me. Look, I invested them and made another two bags. And so in verse 23, look at this, what master said to him. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Now, notice those with five bags of silver and two bags of silver were commended for their faithful work, which bear fruit. Now, the third one is something that we need to take notice as well. The third servant excused himself for laziness. In verse 24 and 25, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man. You're so strict. You expect so much from your workers. And I was afraid, Lord. His master condemned him and cast him out, according to verse 26 to 30. Notice what he said. His Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. But to everyone who has more, will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Can you imagine the lesson from even from those who does not have talents? For a while, the one that was given one talent, those who does not have, but continue to come to church, even what they have will be taken away. They may probably developing their talents, but if they are not faithful users of the talents that the Lord gave them, they will be their talents will be taken away. And so this parable encourages those who faithfully serve the Lord. But it has a solemn warning, this parable of the talents, for professing Christians. God will hold everyone accountable for the way we deal with opportunities to follow him and to serve him. Opportunities come. But many Christians complain they don't have opportunities. Why don't we ask the Lord to create opportunities? So that there will be no excuse to say there's no opportunities. So that we will not be like the one, Lord, you're so strict and you're so full of standard, to meet your standard, so I just not digging them under the ground. That's a warning to Christians who are not useful in the kingdom of God. So he holds us accountable for the way we deal with our opportunities to follow him and to serve him. The Lord has entrusted to each of us with various gifts. One may have probably 5 talents, 4 talents, 3, 2, and 1. At least every Christian have at least 1 talent. And we don't have an excuse, because the Lord has been instructing us, training our minds, reminding us of the great inheritance that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we don't invest those great inheritance, we will be held accountable to these talents and opportunities. Now the question that we will ask ourselves tonight is, and constantly ask this question, are you a worker or a member of the church that is only sitting in the pew, acting as a spectator in the church? In a football stadium, 30 to 70,000 people are spectators, isn't it? The two teams are the one working hard, isn't it? Now, in the team also, you can see those part of the team, if they don't do their role, they become spectators and they lose the game, isn't it? And they will be changed sooner for substitution, isn't it? So in the game as well of doing the work of the Lord, we are accountable for every talent that the Lord has given us to be used for fruitful engagement. Are we faithful in the work that God has given us to do? If we feel some kind of feeling of laziness creeping in, let us watch out, because this is a sign that slumbering will come through. Let us not be like the unwise virgins. Let us be like the wise virgins as well, and those with 5 bags of silver and 2 bags of silver who invested them to bear fruit for God's kingdom. God expects us to bear fruit, because we don't have an excuse. We have the available resources he has given us. The God who created us, who saved us, and is continually building us, our faith, to be made useful in God's kingdom. And that's through the preaching of God's word. The people of God are being trained to think and to remember and to be endued with the talents that are in them and to be reminded of them for their greater usefulness. So that we don't have an excuse. When you become a Christian, we have a great inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. And expect us to bear fruit. At least we have one talent. And when that is, one talent is used, and those with two talents, three talents, four talents, five talents, and when they bear fruit, we have a great commendation from our Master. Let us always seek to be faithful over the few things that God has given to us to do. And then, lastly, the parable of the talent fits us further, which describes the consequences of two attitudes towards Christ's return. The person who diligently prepare for it, for the coming of the Lord, by investing his or her talent, or her time and opportunities to serve God, will be rewarded. The person who has no heart for the work of the kingdom will be punished. But let's pray for those who are not using their talents. And that is our role as a church, to pray and encourage those who are spectators so that they will be involved in the talents that they have, even only one talent. Imagine in a football match, if only three are doing their work and the rest are not, you will not win, isn't it? Everybody must be equipped with the armor of God in Ephesians 6, so that this armor will prepare us for a greater work. In the present time of lack of response to the gospel, where there is lawlessness and evil, which affect us as a church. But when we are equipped with the armor of God and encouraged to use our talents, then those talents can bear fruit. So let us not be discouraged of the present setback. We have a great inheritance. And notice in verse 19 to 21 in our text tonight, that Jesus is coming back. We know this is true. And also in the 10 virgins parable. Does this mean that when the imminent coming of the Lord is imminent day by day, does it mean that we must quit our job in order to serve God? Well, of course not. It means that we need to readjust where the priorities are. It means that we are to use our time and talents and treasures diligently in order to serve God completely in whatever we do. Some people may mean changing their ways of using their time and their skills, but under the guidance of God, this can be worked out for the greater usefulness of His people's talents. For most of us, it means doing our daily work out of love for God. It's one thing to do the work of God, but it's one thing to enjoy the work of God He has called us to do. Sometimes we can be preoccupied with just doing the work without enjoying the work. But when you are doing and enjoying the work, that means there is diligence and watchfulness. Without these two, watchfulness and diligence, we cannot expect fruitfulness in our service to God. So let us be like the wise virgin, the five wise virgin, and the one with five talents and the two talents, and avoid the creeping, slumbering of those five foolish ones. But always ask the Lord to help us to be faithful and asking him that remind us to make those talents dedicated to him and offer that to them to him for his great encouragement to us to make those talents usable in his kingdom. And those that we know who have talents, we must pray for them and encourage them. And I think that is the secret of fruitfulness in the kingdom of God. May God and his word bless us tonight. Amen.